What it do? It's Najee here, Black Art in America. It's what day is this anyway? It's Friday. December 8th. Mm-hmm. We're both down here, Miami, for Art Basel and everything that takes place through you, Basel. Got my man JB, Jamal Barber, Studio Noise.
It's the noise.
What it do, baby?
Yeah. Art Basel.
You know what I'm saying? You got two art media entities, two artists. This your first year, and I was just like, man, let me chop it up with JB for a minute to kind of, you know, see what's on your mind, man. I mean, I know you're only one day in, but I mean, what are you thinking about as you prepare for the content and the people that you're looking to meet, and it's just the overall experience? What are you thinking about right now?
I think when I was here last night around Scope and Untitled, I'm really, when I come into stuff like this, I'm really open-minded. Like, I'm really, like, looking for, to really notice things and see what's going on, and, mm-hmm. like, evaluate. And so, I'm just taking stock of all the art you see. It's so much art. So many dealers from so many countries and so many people coming and taking in. Like, I think it's a unique experience to get the volume of what you get here at Art Basel. And I think that's... It's different. It magnifies a lot of things and it exposes trends. And so I'm open to figure out what it is, because I don't want to come in with any pre-described things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people can go wrong. If you come to a fair like this and you're like, I'm only looking for this, then you're going to miss a lot of stuff. You might miss the next wave. You might just get a peek of it. Mm-hmm. Like in one or two booths, you see something. And then if you only focus on this one thing, you might miss it. And so I'm thinking you gotta come with a mind of curiosity and exploration. And so that's what I'm thinking about, like, while I'm here. And, you know, and taking it all in, being a part of this experience, like, you hear so much about being at Art Basel, showing at Art Basel. Mm. Like, what is it supposed to mean? You know what I'm saying? For a person like me just sitting at home in my basement trying to make it happen, what does it mean to be here and to show here, and like, how powerful is it?
Yeah.
And how much of it is hype? You know, so all those questions, man, you gotta just look at it and take it in, man. Just enjoy the experience. Yeah.
We might have to have a post Basel experience interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you know, you're right. There's a lot of factors at play. As someone who's, again, you know, artist, you know, producer, you know, and someone who's actually done production down here in Miami doing Art Basel, going all the way back to 2012, someone that's been a part of, you know, the media coverage of what's taking place, Black experience, the non-representation of a Black experience early on, for the most part, outside of the main fair, and to see the growth of the various experiences and outlets of people who have chosen to make their own way,
right?
You know, create their own experience for their own communities, and to have that take place during this period of time of Miami Art Week, Art Basel. There's a lot to, you know, there's a lot to be, as Farron would say, to be unpacked. So, and you're right, you know, like, how much of it is hype, how much of it is, you know, some real things that are taking place. I think it's definitely a mix of the two.
Yeah.
You know, without question.
And part of that, I'll tell you this real quick. I was going around and some of the, talking to, you know, I talk to everybody when doing, so I'm talking to some of the dealers, and a lot of them are like telling about the legend stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
when such and such started here and now they over there. So it started right here at Scope. It's like, oh man, like, it's got this kind of property of this legend, epic kind of, if you hit here, if I just do this one thing,
is it right?
This will be the most amazing thing that ever happened in my life. Like, and so it's like, it's a mix of that. Like, everybody's looking for that moment. Is this going to be my moment where I show that Art Basel Scope, and now I'm going to be this new, like, international superstar type of thing? Or even galleries, like, you know, so because some people start new galleries, right? You know,
they've
been doing it 1 or 2 years.
Shit, one
now,
month.
Yeah, now the I'm showing booth, that Scope.
The booth next to me is, this is their first show, and they just opened up a month ago.
Yeah.
A collective out of Hawaii, so.
Yeah, so now they figure, like, yo, this is my chance.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's like, it's a mix of, like, all of that. And, like, when you do have so much hope in a thing, it may not give you what you're looking for. But does that mean it's wrong?
Yeah.
Right? Or was your
and just because, I mean, you know, and also you got to have a sense of time because, I mean, it's it may not give you for what you're looking for in the moment, but you never know who you may meet or what true. Relationships you may come across or what may happen as a result of, you know, it's part of the journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, like those stories about people who have had success at here, they show here and they're going on other things. You know, it's more than just one, it's always just one more than one show, more than one deal or more than one, you know,
always.
One thing, but you know, it all plays a part, you know, and I was just saying, you know, like, I remember one time I had posted about, you know, do you Basel? This and that, you know, like the early years and someone who had been coming down to Miami for a long time said, why are you talking about Basel? You know, it's not for everybody, you know, it's oversaturated. Ooh. I said, well, you know, if you're not, you know, you can sit on the sideline all you want, don't mean the game ain't being played. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, part of what we had to do is not, as artists, is not only just create, but, you know, it's about getting out there networking, seeing what's taking place, what's happening, and allowing for serendipity, allowing for inspiration, allowing for connections to be made.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, we can't sit on the sideline. You know, ain't nobody finna come knocking. Basquiat ain't finna come knocking at that door. Say, come on, player.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it is, like, for me, just looking in terms of me being a, not just media, but as an artist myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at what's going around to see, like, all right, this is what this contemporary scene looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I got to go back and evaluate, how does my work fit into this scene? Like, mm-hmm. does it hold up? Is it a place for it? Where is the place for it? Right? Because that can be a big thing. So seeing all the different galleries, what they represent, who they are, where they are, you get a vibe for them, you get a feel for them. Maybe it's somebody I want to submit to, maybe it's somebody I want to get in front of,
mm-hmm.
or maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. I don't know. It's just, excuse me, I'm just open to see what it means. Now, not judge it at the moment, but just mm-hmm. experience it. And then it's something to reflect on later on, I think.
And, I mean, I feel you on that. What I would say is this, though. Even if it doesn't hit for you, doesn't mean, like, I'm never going to, like, right now I'm in a moment of landscapes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what my spirit is telling me. If I don't sell a single landscape right now, I'm not going to stop growing my landscapes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you're doing work for a future. You don't, you know, I do work for myself, but also maybe I'm doing work for a future audience. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I wouldn't say stop because a perfect example for me, I remember anybody who followed Baya knows how successful our garden art story is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember while we were still in Columbus, I said, well, let me go do the pop-up show in Columbus and, you know, the farmer's market, they get a lot of traffic. Ooh, and I took it out there. Man, didn't sell a single garden art, right? And I'm like, think about it like this. If that had been my only experience introducing a new product into the market,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Would that have gave me, you know, would that been an experience that would have deflated me, you know, say, well, maybe I'm not doing the right thing. So I'm just saying, like, you know, you can never have let one experience dictate, you know, like something, that, particularly if you're committed to it. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. And I wouldn't look at it like that. I would look at it more as, all right, if Basel is something you want to do,
mm-hmm.
how do you get there?
Mm-hmm.
And so now when you leave here December 12th, December 13th, mm-hmm. you need to think about how do I align myself with somebody that'll get me to Art Basel, if that's what I figured that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go and, like, if I get notice of a gallery, December 13th, going home to check them out, see what their resume like, what mm-hmm. it is, what's their social media presence, who are they representing, what come from what you can figure out, what does their sales look like? Like, how are people responding to it? They might be somebody that I want to align with in that way. Do you see what
I'm saying? Well, some of those things you can't tell whether or not that would mean success for you anyway at a gallery. Like,
true.
I mean, you know, I mean, because like nobody, I mean, you can go to Baya and see, you know, what's sold to get a general sense.
Yeah.
You know, and you can look at the social media following, but I would argue, like, even as strong as our social media following, that doesn't always, you know, correlate to, you know, who's actually buying. You can't tell who's actually buying. So I'm just saying, like, I mean, I think there's a future conversation to be had about considering galleries that we should have and discuss, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I'm just saying, like, there's certain things that you can't, you know, you can't just, you know, equate like that. And then also, it's a lot of things, you know, like, we have artists come up to us. I'm going to say this. Approaching a gallery during a fair is like the worst time.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
mean, that's you know, we had a tremendous expense in this thing. Like, you know, I mean, I don't mind sharing. Yeah. Like, you know, this whole trip, you know, I'm out of over $25,000 just to present Vita. But what I would say is, I would say even though we still got 3 days left at this point in time to make connections and the things of that nature. But I would say this is far exceeded what I had hoped this would be for us in terms of an investment. You know, we've sold some work, made some relationships. We think some things are really gonna be transformative. Mm-hmm. You know, for for Baya and program and the artists that we work with. So it's you gotta pay to play, man. You know, anyway. We talking about JB. JB and Jamal's experience.
No, it's a legit thing. Like, and yeah. So I think what we're having is a very complex conversation over one or two topics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, no, don't submit to galleries when you see them at Art Basel. But you might become a fan of a particular gallery, mm-hmm, and want to get on their radar.
For sure.
As an artist, being on the radar is always a great thing, mm-hmm, especially when you're trying to elevate. So no, it doesn't guarantee sales, but it does get you in the space that you want to get to in your career. So I, mm-hmm, think it's a bigger, more complex thing.
I would say the question the thing would be, how do you know, what are the best strategies for getting on the gallery's radar?
There you go.
That's the thing. Yeah,
and that's,
you know,
the thing too, mm-hmm, right? And so how do you do it? Because everybody has the initial thought. Especially if I come here and I have an awesome time, I'm like, yo, this shit is, mm-hmm, incredible. Like I always want to be a part of this every, mm-hmm, year. Mm-hmm. All right, now what do you do? Like, how do you get there? Who do you get in front of? Mm-hmm. What kind of work are you making? How are you promoting yourself? Like, mm-hmm, have you done enough to warrant any kind of attention in this kind of stratosphere? So it starts the conversation less than becomes the end point of it.
True.
I think it's like the genesis of, mm-hmm, it creates the desire to, if you want to be in Art Basel, now you have to figure out what you do for the rest of the year to get you to the next one. Obviously you can't do it this year, you know.
And the other thing too, like, Basel has become this whole thing of, it's really the total experience for clarity. You know, if you're showing at some of the satellite fairs, you're not showing at Art Basel.
Right.
Art Basel is the main convention center. We're showing at Scope, but Art Basel has consumed the entire, basically the brand of what's happening, yeah, this week. It's technically called Miami Art Week, and the individual spaces and pop-ups and things have their own individual names. So, but yeah, man, it's an experience I think everybody should come and have.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's exciting. I think it's with so many people and so many interests aligning from so many different places. Like, it's like a smorgasbord of the art world. Like, you can get in here and you can get into all kinds of stuff. Like, today going to Najee put me onto this Works on Paper Fair. You know, that's my jam right there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm all about that. So, gonna check that out. Gotta see the main fair. Gonna see Prism, gonna see African. Like, you know, it's so much to see. You know, it's almost like you gotta organize yourself to be able to take it all in.
And wear some good shoes.
hey, save your money up for your Uber drivers.
Right.
She's going all around here. So, I don't know. It's an experience, man. And the weather's nice. It's sunny outside. Man,
shit, it don't get no better. Miami in December,
hey,
70 to 80. Psh.
Yeah. This and art, man, and people, man. It's a good time, man.
Yeah. All right, man. We're going to stop it right there. It's Najee, Black Art in America, with Jamal Barr. I was throwing you an alley-oop, man. You didn't even catch it.
I thought you was cool. So it's your boy JB. Check me out on the Noise. Always coming to you by Black Art America, full Black Art, you know, the voice of Black Art. That's what we do, man.
That's it, man. Power to the people.